When a person is born anew in Christ, an important question often follows, can I be sure that I belong to God? This question matters because many sincere believers struggle with assurance. Some look at their past and wonder if they have failed too badly. Some look at their present weakness and wonder if they are truly saved. Some confuse spiritual growth with never struggling again. But spiritual rebirth does not mean instant perfection. It means a new beginning in Christ. Romans 8 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." That is a powerful foundation for assurance. The believer's hope is not rooted in emotional confidence, religious performance, or perfect consistency. The believer's hope is rooted in Christ. The same chapter speaks of adoption. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Believers do not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Adoption is family language. It means God does not merely tolerate redeemed people. He receives them. He names them. He welcomes them as sons and daughters through Christ. This changes how we begin again. When a Christian sins, stumbles, grows weary, or becomes spiritually distracted, the answer is not hiding from God like Adam and Eve in the garden. The answer is returning to the Father through Christ. Spiritual assurance is not arrogance. It is humble trust. It does not say, I am strong enough. It says, Christ is faithful enough. From the organic human perspective, assurance also matters for whole person growth. A person who lives under constant condemnation often becomes anxious, performative, defensive, or ashamed. But a person who receives adoption can begin to grow with honesty. They can confess sin without despair. They can face weakness without pretending. They can practice new habits without trying to earn God's love. Beginning again is part of spiritual growth. You may need to begin again in prayer, begin again in scripture, begin again in repentance, begin again in worship, begin again in community, begin again in service, begin again in trust. But you do not begin again as an orphan trying to prove your worth. You begin again as one invited by grace. Spiritual rebirth gives you a new identity. Assurance steadies that identity. Adoption warms that identity. And the Holy Spirit continues forming you as an embodied soul who belongs to God. In Christ, beginning again is not failure. It is faith.